I want to read just the beginning of a story that kind of plays around even more. The last one I read, you notice, has some fiction elements in it. Dialogue was somewhat recreated. I stayed as true to the actual dialogue as I could remember, but you know how our brains are. I think the onus of you on you for creative nonfiction is to be as truthful as you possibly can. It's probably for another lecture. This story takes even more liberties with the style, and it's called Big Mama. It's about my great-grandmother, who was called Big Mama. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Big Mama is asleep in her chair again. I know that, but I can't help thinking she's dead. She is not breathing like I think she should be breathing, like I breathe, with her stomach and chest rising and falling like Curly's when Mo shoves a bellows in his mouth and pumps it 3 or 4 times. And her mouth is hanging open and her head is tilted back so I can see up her nose, like she should be snoring, but she is not snoring, and the white hairs in her nose aren't wiggling like I think they should be. I step closer, trying to decide if I should cough or sneeze or drop something accidentally to wake her, or if I should just touch her arm and say her name. Not Minnie, but Big Mama. Nobody calls her Minnie anymore, and anyway, I couldn't even if they did, because she is not a regular person, but my great-grandmother. And once I called my grandmother, Marion, in this very same room, and she laughed, but looked shocked and said, "I'm not your Marion, I'm your grandmother." So I can't call her Minnie, which I think is a silly name anyway, but I can at least say Big Mama and touch her arm. She might get frustrated, and she'll snort when she wakes up and be embarrassed, but at least I'll know for sure she isn't dead, and maybe we can watch the Carol Burnett show, and Big Mama will laugh and roll her eyes and say, "Shit." Shit, she just wanted to show us them bloomers. Every time Carol falls off something and her skirt flies up. But she wakes before I decide what to do and looks at me, looking at her, and she does snort like I knew she would, and she looks cross with me even though I didn't wake her up. But only for a second, and then she sits up and lowers her recliner and says, "Fiddlesticks," and scoots forward a little in the seat so she can stand with a grunt. The hem of her dress unfurls and drops into place, covering the donut tops of her rolled-down stockings, and she finally doesn't look dead anymore. That's the first part of that. It goes on for a while longer. But I wrote that, you know, from a child's perspective in present tense, which maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but it's a little difficult to keep that up for an entire story. But you notice I took a lot of liberties with the form. That's certainly not an essay. It's a story. That's creative nonfiction, I guess.